Hello, hello, everyone. This is Tanya Dalton, owner of Inkwell Press, and I'm here to give you another episode of The Weekender, a mini episode to help you end your week on the right note. When I meet with people at speaking events and conferences, many times they share with me their secret big dreams and goals, and I always ask them, what's holding you back? Oftentimes they stammer and they shuffle their feet, and they say something like, well, I'm not quite ready, or I would, but I don't have the space, or I don't know how to do whatever it is they're wanting to do. They're waiting, waiting and waiting for the perfect time, for the ideal situation, for the right piece of equipment. But I'm here to tell you, there will never be a moment where the clouds part and the sun shines down in a beautiful ray of light when you suddenly, unexpectedly, are finally ready. That only happens in the movies. And let me tell you what I mean. About a year ago, I started dreaming about starting a podcast. I knew I wanted to grow my mission further by creating a way for me to share more about productivity. Wouldn't it be nice, I thought, to have a beautiful space with headphones and a fancy microphone, just like a real studio, a place where I could go and sit and record this podcast. But I didn't have a space like that. Let me ask you this. When you picture me podcasting, do you imagine me sitting in an office with fancy equipment, with someone standing by to help me with sounds and editing? That couldn't be further from the truth. If I look to my right at this very moment, there are dresses and boots. If I look behind me, there's a row of shirts and skirts. And on my left, shoes. Yep, I record each of these episodes in my closet. It's honestly the room with the best acoustics for recording because of all the clothes hanging on all the sides. I'm able to shut the door so any noises outside the closet aren't easily heard. I generally wait until my kids have gone to bed, and then I drag in a chair and I pull in a little side table to hold my computer. And then I record. And when I'm through, I drag that chair back out of the closet. I carry the side table back to the living room. Yep, each time I record. And then I usually sit on my bed and I listen and do my own editing. Is it ideal? No. Would I love a fancy place to record? Yes. But I don't have that right now. And that's okay. Maybe someday, just not today. But what if I'd waited? What if I had said I couldn't record a podcast because I don't have a special space? Or I felt like recording in my closet wasn't good enough for me? Well, I wouldn't be 48 weeks in on a podcast that has brought me so much joy and has opened up opportunities I never thought I would have. And I certainly wouldn't be talking to you here today. I would still be dreaming. The distance between dreams and reality, it's action. So start acting on those dreams. Yes, even if you don't feel like you're ready, little steps lead to bigger steps, which eventually, well, you get the idea. So I hope this Weekender has helped you end your week feeling a little more productive.